I arrived at
another barn
late this afternoon, and to my delight, it showed plenty of life, judging from the sign as I approached, and I even saw some red hogbeest out on the barn. So I think I might be staying a day or two to explore and enjoy the wildlife here. It was quite a tedious drive through the bush, but it was worth it if there is life at the barn. As I'm talking recording, a white-faced owl is calling from a tree just very close to me, maybe 20 meters away. Beautiful, roo, roo, it's saying. Beautiful, reverberates through the silence because it's completely quiet. It is times like this, after one had finished with the camp chores and the camp is in reasonably safe state because there are lions here for sure, that one can sit down and relax, and then the mind starts to unravel and just sort of tumble forward from thought to thought. But for now, I'm ignoring these thoughts because the night is just so wonderful. It is quiet, but it is filled with activity and sound.
For now, all I can hear is the sound of the barking geckos in the background. But it's a bit faint, you may not be able to hear them. But in the far distance, there is a bat-eared fox yapping.
The owl has gone quiet now. And very shortly, I'm sure, there will be something else to light up the silence in a brief glow. These bat-eared foxes are so quaint. They're no larger than a fox terrier. And very dainty, with huge ears, and this pointed little face underneath the ears, and large eyes. They're very shy, they're nocturnal animals, but one can hear them sometimes at night. They're not very vocal. This one is going, wah! Wah, wah, wah. And it's keeping on doing this. It's very far and very faint, so I can't record it. But I'm wondering if it is its territorial behavior, or whether it has to do with mating, or whether it is alarmed about something. Last night I heard spotted a hyena at the barn that I slept, where I overnighted. Now this is rare in this part of the Kalahari to hear a spotted hyena. They are more to the north, but this was unmistakably a spotted hyena's bellow. I was delighted. It was at dawn as I woke up. It was calling, beautiful. So it could be that the little fox feels threatened by a hyena or even a brown hyena, which is quite common in this part of the world, or even a jackal, which is much larger, a black-back jackal, which is much larger than it. The white-faced owl has moved to the tree right next to me and it started to call. I will see if I can record it. There it goes. Beautiful. There's another one calling some distance away. It's too far away to hear the group. That first rolling part of the sound. One can only hear the last bit. But this one is really giving me a treat. It's in the tree right next to me. I hope you can hear it.
Oh, I think I might just have heard a spotted hyena. Let's see if he calls again. There he is. He's probably right on the edge of his territory, of his natural territory. But this is absolutely wonderful. They're of course quite a problem in a camp, especially if you have. There he goes again. This is great. Such a typically African sound. They can be quite a problem in the camp. They tend to scavenge, and then they might grab a foot or a hand, or even more seriously, a head. So one has to be careful when they're around. They're very powerful predators, actually. Although they're more known as scavengers, they actually are aggressive hunters themselves. Active hunters themselves, especially when they're in a pack. They can keep up quite a fast run for far. They can sometimes wear their prey out and catch it. It's a very gory affair, because they really pull it down slowly and it bleeds to death eventually while they tear pieces of meat out of it. But nevertheless, they are effective hunters. It was great to hear it. There. Wonderful. What a nice experience. I think it's time for me to see if I can get some sleep. Tomorrow night I'll probably still be at this camping spot, and let's see what that will bring. Tomorrow I'm going to spend time exploring the surroundings of the band. I'm sure that would be quite interesting. So until the next time.